Driving past a field of red poppies, hiding my left arm from the sun. I wouldn't think of stopping now. I'm on my way to see you. All of these thoughts I've been having, sometimes it feels like I'm the only one. I've been on top of the mountain, and I do believe it's time for me to come.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and to our 11 o'clock hour. The Oldster Magazine Variety Hour presents What I Did for Love, a one-night event featuring story and song performances hosted by founder of Oldster Magazine, Sari Botten, who is with us this morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Joe.
It's really wonderful to see you.
And you too.
Things are going good?
Things are great. I mean, other than the world, you know, locally I'm doing great.
Fantastic. This is an event that I want to talk to you about because it's a fundraiser for Unicorn Bar in Kingston and, of course, features appearances by Amy Rigby, Chris Wells, Carolita Johnson, and the list goes on. We'll get to that in a moment. It takes place on Wednesday, October 1st, which will coincide with your 60th birthday.
I turn 60 the next day, but I plan
the night. It's your birthday eve.
It's the eve of my 60th birthday, which is just a mind-blowing fact. Yeah.
So I'm 58. You're 59. So. How did that happen?
That's a good question. I mean, that's kind of what Oldster Magazine is at least partly about, because we all are the oldest we've ever been, and every number is just mind-boggling. But 60, wow.
Yeah. So are you, you know, I took 40 very badly. 50, couldn't have cared less. I don't know. How are you feeling about 60?
I'm freaking out.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. It's part of why I'm putting on a show the night before.
Okay. All right.
No, there are a lot of reasons I'm putting on this show. But I'll tell you, 30 was harder. 30. And one of the reasons I cover all ages at Oldster Magazine is because Oldster is about getting older and not about old people. But it's also like getting older is really, you know, it's fascinating, and it's also terrifying. And at different points in life, we have all these expectations societally, and they can really freak us out. And so 30 was probably harder for me than 60. I had gotten divorced at 27. I didn't know if I'd be married ever again. I didn't know if I'd have children, which I don't, and I'm happy I don't. But at 30, that was really anxiety-provoking.
Yeah. And right, and I would assume there's many differences in people's lives, the difference between men and women, the differences between what your lot in life is, and that is that certainly helps bring those anxieties to the
yes
to the forefront. Oldster Magazine, how did this begin initially? The mission statement for it was
exploring what it means to travel through time in a human body at every phase of life. It is an extension of a series I started at Long Reads in like 2018 when I was an editor there. That series was called Fine Lines. And after I left Long Reads in 2020, I knew I wasn't done with the topic. I was getting older. Then after I left Long Reads, I was experiencing ageism on the hiring front. And, you know, I was going through menopause. And suddenly this subject that had really been on my mind literally since I was 10, suddenly it became urgent to me, and I knew I wasn't done with it. So, and then I had a dream that I started a magazine called Oldster. I made a joke about it on Twitter, and then I realized, oh wait, actually this is a good idea.
You had the dream around that time?
I had the dream in August 2021. I woke up on August 31st, 2021 from the dream, and then I got on Substack and started Oldster, and it took right off.
So I want to get to that in a second, but I want to go back to the 10-year-old part.
Yes.
how do you – most 10-year-olds aren't going to look, oh, my God, I'm going to be 11.
Well, for me, it was I had a bowling birthday party, at my 10th birthday, at Long Beach Bowl. I'm from Long Beach, New York.
Yep.
And my uncle, who has been featured on Old Stir a number of times, he came in and the first thing he said to me was, "Wow, you'll never be one digit again." And those words,
wow.
Yeah, that was
wow.
like a heavy thing to lay on a 10-year-old,
man.
Right? And it really blew my little tween mind.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I've just passed through a portal and I don't get to go back the other way. And how many more of these portals are there? I was also always either doing things ahead of my peers or behind my peers. I was never quite in step. And so I had this anxiety from the time I was 10 that continues about, am I doing the right thing at the right age? Am I off schedule? And turning 60, I think, is especially weird for me because I didn't have kids, which means I don't have grandkids.
Yeah.
To me, 60 is how old grandparents are. And, you know, I'm sort of living life off script, which I love, but there's still an anxiety. And I know that other people share this anxiety because they tell me all the time in comments or in posts that they contribute to Old Stir. I know I'm not alone in this, that, you know, we're all kind of fascinated with what it means to get older. And so I've provided a space where people can read and talk about it.
You said when you went on Substack, it just took off. And I think it's for that exact reason of what you were just saying. It's because we all, I think most of us, feel that anxiety at some point in life. When I remember just thinking at some point when I was going to school, like, seriously, I'm going to be doing this till I'm 17 or 18 years old. Like, really? Is that? Wow. Okay. And then I got to go do more. And then what?
Yeah.
You know, and then you just start to think of what it's weird because you don't know what to expect. There's nobody really there to there are plenty of people there to tell you about it, but it doesn't make any sense.
And also the rules keep changing. You know, the baby boomers were the first to change the rules.
Right.
You know, and then Gen X is just completely confused because our parents started out one way and then they turned another way. And it's just like we don't really know how to be grown-ups.
Right.
But I'm also trying to normalize and destigmatize aging by showing that it's happening to everyone at every phase of life.
I have this, I want to talk about the festival. I have this interesting thing where so I'm the youngest of five kids. Mm. And so again, I'm 58. And, but my brother is 77.
Oh, wow. That's a big age difference.
It's a big age difference. And we talk every day. But it's, you know, I'll say, hey, you know, maybe why don't we fly to Portland and we'll do this? And he's like, dude, that's tiring.
I'm yeah.
like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to walk around. And it's just, it does, like, it sort of brings everything together where I feel as if because my family is in that, you know, in their 60s and 70s, that I'm in that too. Which is really interesting.
It is really interesting. You know, I think it's really important to hear from people what it's like to be their age, what they're going through. And I have people in Old Stir talking about what it's like to be their age in their own words, because everyone's experience is a little different. We're all living in the same culture that's telling us certain things, but we have different levels of, you know, healthiness. We have different cultures we come from. And so it's really good to have this conversation so that we learn that maybe someone at 77, there was one woman, I can't remember her name, who wrote about how she's still climbing mountains in her late 70s.
Yeah.
So it's really relative.
It certainly is. Give us a sense of you're turning 60 and you say, let's put on a show. So what's the idea? What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish?
So I have been talking for a long time about making in-person Old Stir events, and this is the very first one. I like variety shows. I grew up with variety shows. I like to watch them, and also I love entertainment. I was a theater kid. I'm going to sing two songs.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm going to be accompanied by Paul Leshin, who's a wonderful pianist and who afterward is going to have his epiphonic piano karaoke. And he He plays every week at my happy place, which is Sid Gold's Request Room in Manhattan. But I wanted to have an evening where people would tell stories and perform music about an aspect of their life that they can look back on. I've got people ranging in age from their 30s to their 70s, which is an oldster tradition, all ages. And it will be really fun and entertaining and also a nice diversion from the world, which is on fire.
Yeah. And when you think of doing it on when you're doing it on a Wednesday night. And you're doing it the eve before your birthday. And that does seem to have a significance to it. Like, as if it's a passage.
It is a passage. It's something that I am passing through. And because I'm freaking out a little bit about it, listen, for my 30th birthday, I threw myself 3 parties. This time, I'm just making a big happening. And I really love a big happening, whether it's on my birthday or not. But this is a great way to distract myself from the magnitude of turning 60 and to get a bunch of people in on it with me, and also to raise funds for Unicorn Bar, which is one of the best additions to Kingston in recent years, and we need to keep them around. So we're achieving a lot of things that night, and it's also just going to be so much fun. I know it's going to be so much fun.
All right, so lay it out for me. Give me a sense of what will be unfolding that night.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing 2 songs.
That's great.
And one of them is going to be, surprise, What I Did for Love. Amy Rigby, a wonderful singer-songwriter and memoirist, is going to read a little bit from her new memoir, Girl to Country, and she's going to play a couple songs. Chris Wells, who runs The Secret City and is a wonderful writer, he's going to tell a story and sing a song. Carolita Johnson, New Yorker cartoonist and an essayist I love to work with, she's going to tell a really sweet and funny story. Joan Juliet Buck, a wonderful writer, once the editor of French Vogue and the memoirist who wrote The Price of Illusion, she is going to tell a great story. My husband, Brian Macaluso, is going to tell a really funny, touching story and sing a song. And Francesca Hoffman, who runs Unicorn Barn, is going to also perform music. She's a singer-songwriter. She's the youngest of the bunch. And Paul Leshen is going to accompany me on my 2 songs and then lead into his piano karaoke. Big fun night.
It's a wonderful night. It seems as though, because we all have it, well, we may not all be turning 60, we all can understand what it is to get to that next goalpost of whatever that is.
I'm a stand-in for everyone who feels like, how can I be this old?
Right.
Which is everyone.
Yeah. And back to the anxiety, because it's got to go away at some point, right?
I hope so. I hope I get used to aging at some point, but I haven't gotten there yet. Which is, I'm trying to make it easier for me and everybody.
But knowledge is power, and with doing this project of Oldster Magazine, hearing the stories of other people, hearing people talk about their experiences, that must help somehow.
It does. It definitely does.
I mean, not only for you, but for readers as well.
I get the nicest notes from people telling me how much Oldster helps them feel better about where they are in life. I get letters from elderly people saying, please keep this going because it makes me want to go on. And those letters make me cry. People are really appreciating what I'm doing. I've got over 68,000 subscribers. It just keeps growing. I feel very fortunate that I get to do this. It's the best job I've ever had. It's a job I accidentally made for myself.
Yeah. How do you see it? Do you see it growing? Do you see it? How do you see it trans?
Oh yeah,
forming or
my agent is currently shopping a proposal for an Oldster anthology, which would be in keeping with my New York anthologies,
yes.
Goodbye to All That and Never Can Say Goodbye. I'm also starting to talk to some people about a possible podcast. I think that would be the next logical step for me. And I'm also going to, I'm talking to some storytelling organizations in the city about a New York City event, hopefully this fall or early winter.
Yeah. And, oh, good. And then you don't have to go through a birthday to do it.
Yeah, the birthday was a good excuse to get the first event going, you know? I mean, I've literally been talking about making events for 3 of the 4 years that I've been publishing Oldster. So I feel like I'm late to this. And the birthday felt like a reason to pull the trigger. Also, like, let's celebrate. Let's enjoy now. Who knows what other awful things are going to happen, you know?
Right. And it is, it's, you know, we say this about the news all the time, like, oh, well, this story's coming out because it's going to divert our attention from this horrible story. Well, isn't it nice that we can create things in our life that divert our attention from that awful story that happens in the news?
It is really true.
Even if it's for 2 hours.
Yeah, you know, I mean, every day, well, 3 to 5 days a week, I send to people, you know, really interesting perspectives on getting older, sometimes from famous people. Last week I had, Kate Pearson from the B-52s.
Yep.
I've had Rosie O'Donnell. I've had Ricky Lake, Jerry Saltz, the art critic for New York Magazine, and also just regular people, kind of like humans of New York. I have personal essays from, you know, people writing about, I had a woman who's written part one and part two about hiring a sex worker for her 70th birthday. You know, I've had some really interesting stories that help people focus on one aspect of life that is not everything else that's going on out there.
Well, all of this is happening on Wednesday, October 1st. Now, what I have here is oldster.substack.com. Is that the best way to find
that
information?
Is correct. Go to oldster.substack.com. You can also go to Unicorn Bar's Instagram. They have a link to the ticket sales.
I'll make sure
that you have it, too.
Okay, we'll put it on there as well. But in the meantime, oldster.substack.com. And then you can also find out just about Oldster in general, and maybe even send a greeting to say happy birthday.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yes. I wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you enjoy it, enjoy the event, and then the anxiety just melts away and you don't have to worry about it for another 10 years.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. And thanks for having me on.
Be well. Thank you for the great work, and thanks for doing such important work in our community. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We will be back with more, and Sarah and I will come back and talk about Lockbox Central. You can get involved and do your thing now. WAMC.org, WAMC.org. In the meantime, oldster.substack.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.